The Treasurer Joe Hockey will use a major speech later today to tell the states and territories to take responsibility for their budgets. Ever-increasing healthcare costs are posing an escalating burden on state and territory budgets, and Mr. Hockey says it's a burden they will have to shoulder. One option is increasing the rate or expanding the base of the GST. But a leading think tank is pushing a different solution to the budget dilemma. The Grattan Institute says a flat property levy could raise $7 billion a year. Tom Nightingale reports.
The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, will talk about his six key principles of tax reform at a business forum today. Among other things, he says the states and territories must take responsibility for their own budgets. One possibility he's flagging is increasing the GST.
With people being able to buy more goods and services over the internet from other countries, the GST base itself is under pressure. And this is why we released a taxation discussion paper earlier this year. This is why we are focused on having a sensible, considered approach to taxation reform, simply with a view to ensure that taxes overall are lower, simpler and fairer.
John Daly is the Chief Executive of the Grattan Institute, based in Melbourne.
There is a lot of merit in the states paying their own way. Arguably, it would be even better if the states paid their own way through property levies rather than through GST, precisely because that way they really are responsible for their own destiny. Their tax base doesn't get changed just because the Treasurer gets asked a question on Q&A.
Do you think the GST should be broadened or have its rate increased?
There's a lot to be said for broadening the GST or increasing its rate so that you can fund a reduction in income taxes and or corporate taxes. Relative to those taxes, it's a lot more efficient. Doesn't drag on economic activity nearly so much. So yes, there's a lot to be said for doing that. And in effect, that's, I suspect, what the Commonwealth is proposing to do.
The Grattan Institute is proposing a property levy calculated from council rates. A median-priced home in Sydney would be levied $772 a year, while an equivalent in Melbourne would involve $560 a year.
As one famous American judge said, taxes are the price we pay for a civilised society. The pressure that state governments are under are that they are getting less money in from the Commonwealth as a result of the changes that the Commonwealth has made in hospital spending. They have rapidly increasing hospital spending costs.
State and territory spending on health and education is growing faster than GDP. And the federal government has reduced the amount of promised future funding to the states and territories for hospitals and schools. The report says recent state budgets have no answers about what to do long term. John Daly says the property levy would raise $7 billion a year.
One of the things that the Commonwealth tends to do whenever it gets into budgetary trouble is simply to cut how much it's giving to the states and tell them to sort out the problem.
The premiers and chief ministers will meet with the Prime Minister at a leaders' retreat next week.
Tom Nightingale reporting.